In the novel Brave New World, Huxley presents two different types of societies. These two cultures come together to show a suppression of human nature in different forms. The New World shows it by having characters who steer away from Soma and express emotions. On the other hand, the Savage Society believes in the importance of manhood and monogamous relationships.
In the New World, Lenina cries and thrives to be with only one person, which is very unusual for this society. Also, Bernard presents his need for only one person, and unlike other members of the world state, he chooses to criticize it. He also feels lonely and isolated while striving for success. Popularity is important to Bernard. The Savage Society demonstrates their importance of manhood through their rituals, which involves physical pain and emotional maturity. Monogamous relationships are shown when Linda fornicated with other women's spouses. Linda's behavior shows that she is still conditioned. John chose to steer away from the idea of manhood and focused on other activities like reading and music.
How does Huxley present the idea of human nature throughout the book?
Huxley uses the world state to show a very unnatural world. Children aren't even born to parents, but rather mass-produced in a factory. Everything is predestined, from what job they have to how they will look, by means of machine, and they are conditioned as children rather than taught. All of this steers away from human nature. John also steers away from human nature by refusing Lenina and, as we've said, steering away from his society's idea of manhood. Huxley also uses the Savage Reservation and characters such as Lenina and Bernard to represent what human nature is. It is human nature to want to be in relationships, strive to be successful, and reproduce naturally. I believe Huxley's point about human nature is that it can't be eliminated. Even in an unnatural dystopian world, you have people that show characteristics of human nature and some who go against it.